Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings.
Salutations.
All righty. Thank you and good night, everyone.
Have a good show, folks.
That's all I have to say today.
Right. Well, that's more than enough.
Welcome on board. It's WKOK's live telephone talk show, On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence, subpar performer if there ever was one. Joe McGranahan is a stellar conservative, natural-born listener, ultra-informed, presidential scholar, and what else? Boy, it's mayor. And
I tap dance. Did you ever get that?
You tap dance?
No, I'm just making stuff up, too.
Yeah, I was going to say. But, yeah, so Joe's a fabulous guy. Rob Centers, our fabulous producer. Nope, it's Lynn Hall. See, it pays to turn around.
I think we really need to give you some sort of a class in identifying Lynn and Rob.
How about it'll be called Look Over Your Shoulder and Look at Them.
Turn your head and look in the through the window.
The syllabus consists of 1 minute, one day, look before you speak, and that's it.
That's always a valuable piece of information.
Sound advice. All right. Let's see. So, and I'm Mark Lawrence. What did
you
want to
say?
Democratic, bad performer, no good.
Right, subpar performer.
Liar, buffoon. Right. I've been called a lot of names. Moron.
I like that one.
Oh, yeah, that was a couple weeks ago.
I don't remember. Remember that, come to think of
it. Thank you. All right. 570-743-9565 is where our intelligent, great, fantastic, stupendous listeners can check in. 570-743-WKOK. You can email us, as one individual has done right off the bat.
Yes, and he says, yesterday the Durham report confirmed what most of us knew and a large number refused to acknowledge, that the Russian collusion story was a fabricated hoax. I don't expect anyone to be punished. All you would have to do is hear Bernstein state, this is bigger than Watergate. Well, he was correct. But he and his cohorts were the scandal. I said it before and I'll say it again. The only difference between the Russia media and our media is in Russia, the media is forced to promote state propaganda. Our media does it willingly. The lack of media in this country will be our downfall. All right.
Why do you say there's lack of media? Isn't there like 600 cable channels or something?
I think he means the lack of objective media.
Okay.
But, you know, they're saying, it's interesting to watch the coverage of this morning. MSNBC, they spent $6 million and nothing news come out of it. Yet, and you hear the other networks talking about the fact that Durham really scathingly condemned them for this and made it quite clear that Hillary was the crook, not Donald Trump.
Well, so, and I think it does not absolve President Trump and Paul Manafort. Well, Manafort already did his jail time, so I guess it's too late for that. It doesn't absolve anybody in the Trump campaign of anything. It just says that the FBI totally and completely botched the investigation and found, you know, that the FBI maybe rightly came up with no significant impact from the Russian interference. You know, we know the Russian interference was real, and we know Paul Manafort was basically a Russian agent a time, but that doesn't mean it impacted the campaign. That's the key. But regardless,
remember one thing they did do that did impact the election, and that was against Hillary Clinton when they came out and announced that they found those additional emails after she said everything was, you know, under completely out, completely in the open, and they released that. So they harmed her. They harmed Donald Trump. I mean, the FBI, you know, we talk about this great institution, and if you go back and listen to old-time radio programs and old-time TV shows, when J. Edgar Hoover was there, they made it sound like he was the second coming of Christ. You know, what a wonderful law enforcement official he was. And it turns out the guy was, you know, keeping files on everybody, tried to get Dr. Martin Luther King to commit suicide because of marital infidelities. I mean, he was a despicable person.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, he did create a very effective agency, but then he used it for his own political gain.
Which continues today.
Right. That heritage is still still there in the FBI.
Okay.
You know, we can't just look at them and say, gee, what a wonderful law enforcement agency this is, and we're so lucky to have them. We need to say, hey, there have got to be some fundamental changes in this organization to keep it from being political. Now, how do we do that?
Well, it's funny. The Republicans set up a partisan campaign in Washington, D.C. now to look at influence of the agencies, the law enforcement agencies, and that's perfectly good. It's a shame it's not bipartisan, but, you know, better a one-sided fact than no fact at all on this
topic. Democrats don't want to look into this.
Right. Well, Washington's pretty busted. But anyway, again, one of our listeners says the lack of media will be our downfall. I think we got tons of media. Joe says we don't have any objective media.
No, I think that was his point. I'm not saying that. I'm saying I think his point was the lack of objective media in this country.
Right. And I don't think Durham's report said that the Russian collusion story was a fabricated hoax. I think it just said that the FBI totally and completely and ridiculously and as near as I can tell should be illegally botched the investigation.
Well, he was quite clear about saying there was no foundation for them to start an investigation of Donald Trump.
Right.
That had they used their own internal procedures, their own internal resources, they would have learned very quickly that it was a political hatchet job.
Right. So, but that doesn't absolve the Russian. Now, we know the Russians did have a significant impact on the election.
How do we know that? Where do we know that? That's like Trump saying the election was rigged. We don't know that there was Russian interference.
Well, we know the Russians. Of course, we know the Russians bought thousands of Facebook ads and radio ads through various illegal channels on
illegal channels?
In media and on Facebook. Yeah, they had like
buying
a Russian
ads isn't illegal.
Front or something. I don't have
illegal.
This in front of me. I didn't say no
yeah,
illegal
say
ads
illegal.
On the radio. Yeah, they had a front to buy ads in broadcast
right.
that they used. So that was illegal. Well, tons of people
it's
were
done
indicted
all the time.
For this. Oh, is it the illegal electioneering? Okay, well, regardless. But listen, my point is, we know the Russians influenced the election. I'd like to see you do that. But
I couldn't do it.
I spun my ID or my mic flag in a circle here. But anyway, we know they influenced the election. But the question is, did Donald Trump know anything about it, help it, collude it? And there's absolutely no evidence that was colluded about that. Paul Manafort worked very closely with the Russians, but there's no evidence that President Trump was in on it. We know that Jared Kushner and some of Trump's henchmen met with the Russians, but there's no indication that anything illegal came out of it.
Or immoral or fattening, for that matter.
Right. So the collusion was, the Russian influence was real. The collusion was never proven. And what's more importantly for today's conversation is Paul Durham says there was no evidence. The FBI botched it.
Do you remember when Barack Obama interfered in the Israeli elections?
No. Well, if you want to go back, I mean, everybody's influencing everybody.
Right. I mean, that's just the way the game is played.
Right. Barack is as guilty as everybody else.
And if we're dumb enough not to plow through the filters and inform ourselves as an electorate, then we deserve what we get.
All right. 570-743-9565. We'll go to our first caller.
Who is this?
Don't know. You're on the mark already. Oh, it's Stan. I recognize the laugh,
right?
Mark, you have it bad. You have it real bad. You're almost as bad as EB. Russia did this, Russia did that, but you have no proof. Now, we do have proof that Hillary created all this fake narrative about to try and tie Trump to Russia. And Brennan, head of the CIA, knew that all of it was a lie and went to the president, Obama and Biden. They were all in Biden, and the FBI director, Comey, briefed them on what Hillary Clinton was planning to do. And what happened? They went along with it.
Right.
Yeah, my only point is that we know the Russians influenced the 2020 or 2016 election.
Really?
That's all. But
really?
It doesn't have anything to do with President Trump, and it doesn't have anything to do with Hillary Clinton.
I think the word you want is attempted to influence the election. There's there's no testimony at all that they actually name me one person who said, I heard some Russian information, and I voted based on that.
Anyway,
nobody
you guys
did.
Go ahead. I'll look it up.
I'll put it out there this way, okay? You have no proof that Russia did anything other than they bought ads. Now, you don't know who they bought the ads for to promote or denigrate, right? You don't know whether they were buying ads to promote Hillary. Maybe they were buying ads to do both to sow discontent and division, which is what they like to do, right?
Right, and that's what they try to do all the time.
So was it to the benefit of Hillary, or was it to the benefit of Trump that they did their ads? Because quite frankly, the Russians knew how Hillary thought.
Now, this is...
She would have been in their back pocket.
All right, we're way off track here. The Durham report showed that the FBI is almost criminally liable for having totally botched this investigation from the get-go. That's what the Durham report said. But you asked a totally separate question.
Wait a minute.
Right.
Botched the investigation?
Right, yeah.
There should have been no investigation.
Right, that's fine. That's what they did. Right, okay, we'll stipulate. That's fine. Yeah, that's what they did. It was the worst-case scenario, and why there's no criminal charges as a result, I don't know. But anyway, the FBI does say, in 2018, a federal grand jury sitting in the District of Columbia returned an indictment against 12 Russian military intelligence officers for their roles in interfering with the 2016 election. The indictment charges the 11 Russians with a computer hacking conspiracy involving unauthorized access to computers of U.S. persons. I mean, and it goes on and on and on. Listen, the Russian interference in 2016 is undisputed. The issue is that President Trump didn't know anything at all whatsoever about it. He didn't influence it. He didn't ask for it. He just accepted it.
Did I say there was no Russian trying to influence the election? No, I don't believe I did.
I think about 3 minutes ago.
We don't know who they were favoring, okay? They've been doing it for years. Now, as far as those 12 Russians indicted, I believe their lawyer says, okay, when's the hearing? And we have never had a hearing on that. They have never been, they were indicted, but they were never brought before a court of law and had their day in court, were they? Yeah. And I do believe there was lawyers that were working for them that said, let's go at the time. Whatever came of that, other than they were indicted?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. This is not what the Durham report has anything to do with.
Right, I understand. The Durham report shows that the FBI is crooked as the day is long, at least the upper echelon of the FBI, and it's DOJ. They'll never see any charges because the people in charge of DOJ. Which, speaking of, yesterday the IRS removed their investigative team that was looking into tax fraud of Hunter Biden by orders of the DOJ. Now, why would they do something like that?
Yes, that is very curious, isn't it?
Yeah, when our fine Attorney General Merrick Garland says that he will not interfere with any type of investigation against Hunter Biden. I believe those words came out of his mouth in congressional hearings.
Yep.
And he lied to the Congress. So once again, where is the indictments against Merrick Garland for lying to Congress?
Yeah, that's,
I know there won't be any, because he's the last one to be the to start those, you know, indictments. And it won't happen, because he's as crooked as day is long, just like Biden is.
Well, I don't know that Merrick Garland's crooked. I
mean,
they made the same thing about Barr. I didn't think Barr was crooked either. I mean, I think they do their job. They do report and serve at the pleasure of the president, so...
Oh, wait a minute. They're supposed to be independent from the president, okay? Correct? If something leads to the president's family, they're supposed to investigate it, whether you like it or not, correct?
Yeah,
that's what the left has been telling us for years about the Trump family.
Be aware that the president does appoint these people. He nominates them.
I fully understand.
So?
I fully understand that. But they're supposed to act independently, not be under the influence of the White House. But yet, here we are.
Yep.
Correct? So when is EB going to apologize to this listeners here that she was spreading falsehoods about Trump-Russia collusion? I don't see it ever happening, and I won't hold my breath.
Okay. Well, we don't want you to hold your breath, because then you might not be able to call back in some other day.
He's got work to do. All right. Thank you, sir. Thanks for calling in. All right. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we've got more callers on today's Pennsylvania spring primary election, and then back to the Durham report.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections? Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday. Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark, 570-743-9565. We're enjoying an open phones Tuesday on Pennsylvania Spring Primary Election Day. Good morning, sir. Thanks for calling in. You're on the mark.
Yes, good morning, everyone. Of course, today being Election Day in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, of course today is the in-person day to go to the polls. But, of course, the only other way... years ago, of course, if I was going to be working or out of the area, was to go to get an absentee ballot and then, you know, apply for that through our county and that. But, you know, we are privileged in America that we can do this.
All right, we got you. Thank you, sir. Thanks for the reminder.
All right, thank you.
Yeah. All right, Joseph, thank you so much for calling in. You're on the mark. Joseph. Going once. Did I push the button right? Yeah. Joseph, are you there? You must
yes,
have.
Oh, I'm here.
There you go, buddy. Go right ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, I want to talk about the Durham report. I was watching CNN this morning and how they would report on it. And, of course, Durham and Barr was a Trump appointee who appointed Durham and blah, blah, blah. And they really played it down as to no responsibility, because they do have responsibility. And then I've seen all the clips that Newsmax and the Fox had put on of the reporters on MSNBC and CNN, and how they said that Trump was guilty of Russian collusion, and just went on and on and on. Of course, they'll never apologize for that or say they were wrong. I doubt if they will. But Joe, I wanted to say something to you here. Our good friend and my brother in the Savior, Dan from New Berlin, he says many times that the Trump won the election and that it was rigged and so forth. And I think this is a step in the vindication of Dan, that he was right, that later on we will find out the truth about the election, that the ballots were stuffed and that they were mail-in ballots that were illegal and fraudulent and so forth. It's just like Bobby Kennedy's son says the CIA killed his father and John Kennedy. And these things are coming out, and they will come out in the end. And so I just wanted to call in and say that. And furthermore, all this implicates President Obama, James Comey, the CIA, Brennan, and that other guy, bald-headed guy. They were all in on this. They knew it was a lie, and especially Adam Schiff. I heard him on CNN, or not CNN, on Oprah, not Oprah, but The View. Oh, we have conclusive evidence that Trump corresponded with the Russians and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, you're
he
right.
Went on
you're
just
right.
Lying through his teeth.
You're right. He did. He did all that.
And why do and will you see any prosecutions and any jail time for these people? And they should go to jail for this. This is terrible. This is an outrage, really.
I would think the Democrats would be furious with Schiff. I mean, he's obviously a liar. He deserved to be thrown off the committee that he was thrown off of, really, and he should be out of Congress. I mean, he said exactly what you said. I have incontrovertible proof that Trump colluded with the Russians, and he never produced it.
Yeah.
But
then
Donald Trump never produced irrefutable proof that the election was rigged.
Well, there you go. And I know what you're saying, but here's the point. When this was all going on about Trump collusion with the Russians, every source, the newspapers, Washington Post and so forth, New York Times, they were all in on it. And it looked like all the evidence was against President Trump. But Dan knew better, He said this is all rigged, and he was right. I think we'll find that out for sure. The evidence will come out. The Bible says, your sin will find you out. I think you had the answer to the whole thing this morning, Joe. I know you don't want me to bring up religion or anything, but you said it. You said about the second coming of the Savior in another way. But that's the only thing that's going to fix this situation, is the second coming of Yeshua Messiah to set up his kingdom. And it will be not a democracy, but it will be a yahocracy. Wow. In other words, there'll be one ruler. That's it.
Well, and I know
that's about all I had to say this morning, so have a good day, gentlemen.
Thank you. You too, Joseph.
Yep, thank you so much. Yeah, and I think Joseph calls attention to it, that we all have firmly held beliefs. If you look at what Democrats are saying about the Durham report, well, they say, okay, so the FBI was crooked, but we still know that Donald Trump was colluding with the Russians. And if you listen to the Republicans, they say, well, there's no evidence or no proof that Donald Trump was colluding with the Russians.
But do you remember, Joseph mentioned, I didn't see it, but I'm sure what it would look like. He mentioned that he saw this morning, apparently Fox News ran a montage of all the things that the other media outlets had been saying during
over
this time
years.
About how bad Trump was, including with the Russians, and irrefutable proof. And they haven't apologized. They haven't backed down. And I agree with him. I saw part of CNN's coverage this morning. I thought maybe they'd be fair about it. You know, obviously MSNBC was over the top. I mean, they just it couldn't have been more waste of money, everything else. But CNN did try to soft pedal the thing, saying there was no new information here. Well, really, there was some new information there.
And well, if you heard a reporter over the past 5 years, and I'm sure many have done it, saying we know there is incontrovertible truth, proof that President Trump worked with the Russians directly.
Right.
That's a false statement, because we don't know that is true. Everybody firmly believes, if you're liberal, that he was, and everybody firmly believes that there's just no proof of it if you're a Republican. The fact of the matter is his campaign was working with the Russians, but there's no indication, no proof that it had any impact on
the
election.
But you know what's troubling to me, and it should be troubling to every American, that the institutions that we trust, the Department of Justice, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, would take part in this kind of a thing.
See, that's
for someone else's political advantage.
Right.
I mean,
that's the real issue here.
It is the real issue.
Not the Russian collusion.
And really, if it took top to bottom cleaning out of the FBI, I'd say do it tomorrow. And then let's find some way to make sure that when we set this up again, we don't do it in the mode of J. Edgar Hoover. We do it in the mode of somebody who has respect for the law and realizes that there should be an absolute dividing line. We talk about the dividing line between church and state. There should be one between politics and the Justice Department.
Yeah, it's funny how we can come up with good people to put on the U.S. Supreme Court that supposedly will look at the law, you know, with a tremendous amount of objectivity. And we certainly have seen conservative judges lean conservative on the court and liberal judges lean liberal. But we've seen liberal judges do conservative things and vice versa. So they somehow are able to rise above and really look at the law in many cases. But why can't we do that to the FBI? Why can't we find somebody who's a law man or a law woman to really be at the top and to really clean it up and to get the politics out of it, to get the collusion out of it, to get the suggestion? And the idea that the Durham report comes out, if I heard this correctly, and I only heard it once on CBS, had one recommendation, and that's that one more person be appointed who would constantly examine whether the politics are weighing in on the investigation.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Well, no, it's a good idea, but it's like saying, well, the ocean is pouring into our basement.
But bear
we've
in
got
mind,
to lock the door.
Bear in mind that the current administration of the FBI did institute some changes after all this came to light. You know, in their defense, and I will speak by this one word in their defense, they didn't wait to be drug into it. They actually did some common sense things, as you like to say, that made us safer with respect to the political influence in the Justice Department. But here, the thing that concerns me is that there's nothing in place that's going to stop this from happening again. There's nothing unless we can find some ironclad way, and maybe it is the president doesn't get to appoint the secretary.
Take the politics out of it.
Let's have the Supreme Court appoint him. You know, through a vote of some sort.
Or a Homeland Security jury selected of some of the leaders there that would pick somebody objective and have the hearings public and have the public ask questions, you know, so that you can get to the bottom of this and so that they can investigate somebody who might be objective. So, yeah, the whole Durham report is so disappointing because it made it so clear, 100% verifiably proven, that the FBI is incapable of objective investigation on either side, no matter who's doing the appointing.
Well, when political matters are concerned, right. I would think politically that's true.
And I would think on your side, you'd feel even worse, because most of it seems to be against conservatives. So we have a long way to go until we have any sort of a real FBI that's, you know, doing real law instead of just doing these partisan things.
Well, and I don't think there's any really great push on the part of the Biden administration to make any change in that.
No, they won't participate in the Republicans' hack show where they're...
They're
looking at anything that is a Democratic influence in any agency, including the FBI. But you can't just look at what the Democratic's influence is. You have to look at objectively both sides with a bipartisan effort.
When J. Edgar Hoover died, President Nixon sent armed guards to his house to try and find his files that they had on everybody and his brother. You know, he didn't find them. As far as I know, they've never been found. They think his secretary destroyed them. But I really think that's what we got to stop from ever happening again.
All right, to be continued. We got open phones during the 9 a.m. hour. We'd love to hear from you. We'll hit the headlines and then open up the phones. The Durham Report is the real issue here. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings. Welcome on board WKOK's live telephone talk show. On the Mark, I'm Mark Lawrence. Mr. Joe is directly across from me and foolishly arguing in the wrong side of these important issues. Our show is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. It's a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street, Sunbury, and Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Let's talk about some vehicles. How about the Ford Expedition? This isn't the Escape. It's not the Explorer. It's the biggie. And the Expedition's a fantastic vehicle. I wouldn't call it huge, but it is a bigger vehicle, much bigger than the Explorer, and safer, I guess, if you're going to look at that value associated with it. It's got a V6 and an available V8. If you tromp on the gas like Joe is, you're only going to get about 16 miles to the gallon, but you can get it well into the 20s if you just ease up a little bit and get the V6 instead of the V8. Three rows of seats if you need them, two sets of sunroof if you need them. Big 15-inch display. It's got that same display that you got on the Ford Mustang Mach-E version. You know, it's basically a laptop that they got for you to look at off to the side. But the Ford Expedition, ultra-safe vehicle and a little bit pricier. I mean, I think you're going to get pretty close to $100,000 for one that's pretty tricked out. You can probably hit $90,000. But they start right around $50,000. So Ford Expedition, if you're going to be towing something, you got a big boat and you're going to be hauling that around, well, the Ford Expedition might be the vehicle. And you can get one at the Sunbury Motor Company, sunburymotors.com. New Ford, Hyundai, and Kia vehicles available at the Sunbury Motor Company. They would just love to super serve you there. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line now open, 570-743-9565. That's 570-743-WKOK. We're talking about the Durham Report. I think I irritated some listeners today saying that the Durham Report had nothing to do with the Russian collusion, that we know impacted the 2016 election in a couple of ways. One of our good listeners asked, why didn't the Russian indictees face any hearings? And the answer was, one of our listeners texted us and said, because Russia wouldn't give them up. They would not come to the U.S. The U.S. asked for them, and guess what? Vladimir Putin, who was in charge of the collusion, he said no. But there's absolutely no incontrovertible evidence, just belief, but no proven evidence that President Trump knew anything or participated in or was part of the colluders or anything. His campaign, his son, and a bunch of other people, yes, but never tied to Trump. So but the Durham report says the FBI botched the whole thing. 570-743-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com, and you can text us at 70236. Include the keyword OTM. Some very brief news headlines here. Firefighters extinguished a two-alarm house fire in Buffalo Township, Union County, Monday afternoon. CSR 911 and the Union County Firewire says the blaze occurred around 4:30 p.m. at a home on Skunk Hollow Road and Route 45. First responders saw heavy flames and smoke visible from a few miles out, and upon their arrival said the fire started in a garage and was spreading to the home. A half dozen volunteer fire companies responded, along with the William Cameron Engine Company. A second alarm was called minutes later. Route 45 was closed for a time. No injuries reported. Today is Pennsylvania spring primary election day. Polls opened at 7 a.m. and stay open until 8 o'clock for in-person voting. Our correspondent Mark Sims has more on today's election.
Today's primary will determine which candidates will run in the November general election. For those going to the polls, sample ballots are available on each county's election board website. If you received a ballot in the mail, officials say you need to bring it to your county election office in person before 8 tonight. The Philadelphia Democratic mayoral primary is among the more interesting races, with recent polls showing the top candidates in a dead heat. Meantime, a special election for an open house seat in Delaware County will determine control of the state house.
Mark Sims, News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Well, not to be outdone, today is also the day of the special election in the 108th District. Republican Michael Stender is facing Democrat Trevor Finn in the 108th. A winner will replace the former state house member Linda Schlegel-Culver, who is now a state senator. Trib Live is reporting the date of next year's primary election conflicts with a major religious holiday, so that's given state lawmakers more momentum to move the primary next year. The 2024 Pennsylvania primary will be a presidential primary, and it's set for April 23rd, but conflicts with the Jewish holiday of Passover and takes place after many states would have already voted for a presidential nominee in the major parties, giving Harrisburg lawmakers reason to change the date. State Senator David Argall, a Republican of Schuylkill County, and Sharif Street, a Democrat from Philadelphia, introduce a bill that would move the primary to the third Tuesday in March during presidential years, not just next year when it conflicts with Passovers, but move it up 2 months ahead during presidential years. So we'll see if our state lawmakers do that. Let's see. This is from CBS. John Durham, the Trump-era special counsel tasked with scrutinizing the origins of the FBI's investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election, concluded his sweeping examination of the Bureau's conduct, finding that the U.S. Justice Department and the FBI failed to uphold their important mission of strict fidelity to the law regarding the events in the election. The release of the Durham 300-page report comes 4 years after his investigation began. Attorney General Merrick Garland received the report from Durham Friday. Much of the information disclosed in Durham's report was revealed in 2019. The 2019 examination conducted by the Justice Department Inspector General into the origin of the FBI's probe into the possible ties between the Trump campaign and Russia. That investigation identified several procedural errors, but overall concluded there was no political bias at the FBI. Though Durham had broader powers than the Justice Department's watchdog, he pursued prosecutions of just three people, two of whom were acquitted. A third, a former FBI lawyer, pleaded guilty. All right, so that's what we're talking about today. But finally, in the news, here's one that popped up. This is going to irritate my father, I know that. What's with all the self-checkout machines at coffee shops that are programmed to ask for a tip? A story in the Wall Street Journal says more and more businesses are putting pressure on customers to leave at least a 20% gratuity, even though no person ever touches the customer or serves them. They're calling it emotional blackmail. A professor of business at Cornell University says it's about guilt-tripping customers into leaving extra, which goes to the company, not the employees. It's also why the recommended tip option has jumped from 15% to 22%.
That's insane. Why would you pay 20% when you got no service?
Company.
Do you know what TIP? Do you remember what TIP stands for?
No.
To ensure promptness.
Oh, I never knew that.
Yes, that's
know?
What it stands for. That's where it came from.
Really?
And if they and what promptness do we get? I mean, I find this unconscionable. But I'll tell you what else I don't like. And there are several restaurants that I patronize, and they're good places. But right when you check out and you use your card, the screen comes up and it wants to know whether you want to tip 18, 20, 25%
but not
or
the,
custom.
Yeah,
and
not,
then at the far end, there's no tip.
Right.
Well, a lot of times the person that waited on you is the person who's checking you out. So, you know, they know what kind of a tip you're giving them right off the bat.
So you want it to be secret.
But, I mean, whatever happened to the old, well, and plus the fact that one restaurant I go to is a very wonderful place, they want to know the tip before they even take my order, practically. I give my order, then the last thing when I pay for it, it wants to know if I want to tip them. Well, I don't even know what the service is like at this point.
Do you like to tip 5 or 10%?
I prefer 3, but no, I'm better than that. If I get good service, I'm willing to tip 20%. I have.
That's the new
you
normal.
Know, I don't think, well, I still think 15% is more reasonable. You know, the price of restaurants, food has gone up exponentially. Things I used to pay like $12 for are now $18 or $20.
So wait staff shouldn't have more money?
They
to
are.
Spend.
If I tip 20%, they're getting 20% more
amount.
Of the larger
I
meal.
I got you. All right.
So because they raised the prices of the restaurant, does that mean I should raise my tipping price?
Is this up to level of pet peeve or just irritation?
No, it's pet peeve.
Okay. All right. Tip 15%. Listen to Joe.
No, I think you should find out what the service is like before you're required to give a tip.
Right, I agree.
And it should not
well,
be something where the person that served you sees what you tipped them.
Well, one
at
of the good
point.
Wait staff at a restaurant my lovely bride and I go to said, I asked, would you like me to tip in cash or through the 10% or 20% on the check? And she said, oh, please do 20% or cash because they don't often see the money. You know, the front office keeps it or tricks them or does something so, and they have to wait for it. You know, they get a check later. Tip in cash if you can.
Well, most people do pay by card today, if at all possible. But I've started paying cash in many instances simply because I want to avoid being asked at the time I go into the restaurant what I want to tip them.
All right, 570-743-9565. Is this an? Oh yeah, this is a new email. Absolutely.
Okay.
Let me get that so you can read it a little better.
All right. It says, "Is anyone really surprised about the Durham report that came out? We've known for years now that the Russian collusion story was a pure fabrication paid for by Hillary's campaign to stop Trump. And yes, the FBI knew as well, but didn't care. The same FBI who was willing to look the other way when Hunter's laptop was discovered. We all, Republicans and Democrats, need to come to terms with the fact that our politicians and government are totally corrupt and evil, not caring a bit about we, the people. In fact, they despise many of us. That is why they will and have done anything to stop Trump, because he's not part of the corrupt, evil swamp. It really is that simple." Son,
wow.
Doug.
First time I agree with Doug in weeks. Thank you, sir. Much appreciated. Mike, you're next up. Good morning. You're on the mark.
Yeah, now as far as the Durham thing, you know, I just have to say, in my mind, the FBI, they colluded together to come out with this Russian Russian collusion thing, okay? And I mean, I forget who there was a big guy in the administration that was, he had to resign or was fired, and the allegation was that he snuck off from some meeting overseas somewhere with a Russian agent, a female Russian agent, and that Russian agent, she has written a book on this, and completely denies it, and I believe her because this guy would have had Secret Service protection and everything. And I know back in the day, these presidents and people of power, they had secret affairs with women on the side, and it was kept secret. That was part of the Secret Service's job. But today, I don't think that's as possible as it used to be. So right from the beginning, I believe that this was just one more evolution by the deep state. I think that was a term, I don't know if Trump coined that or not, but that's where I learned the word deep state. The actors behind the official elected people that pretty much run this country and pull the levers of power. And that's how Trump was destroyed, by the Russian collusion story covering up the laptop. You can go down the list. You know, it's a horrible time in American history that the American people, you know, basically stood by and watched state media feed these lies to them and destroy a president who had our interest, best interest for the future in line. So it's a disturbing time as far as I'm concerned. And that said, I don't know if I mentioned it in my last call about the amount of debt that we have and how much of it is basically carried by foreign investors. And the number used to be 50%. 50% of our federal debt, which is going up like a rocket, was being financed by foreign countries that they were investing in our debt. That 50% has now decreased to 30%. So you can do the math. It dropped 20% out of 50. That's almost half, basically. So my question to my good friends on the left that listen to your show, why are foreign investors pulling back on their willingness to invest in U.S. government debt? What do they know? Why'd they make that decision? You know, is there better offers somewhere else? Or are they losing faith in the ability of the American taxpayer to be able to foot the bill and pay back the money that they loan us? To me, that right there is a canary in the coal mine. That is a significant change in the way we've been running our business here, is, you know, our debt business. That foreign countries are looking at the United States and they see something that they don't like. They want to invest their money elsewhere. And that's the only question I have. And I beg my friends on the left, call in and explain why these countries are pulling back. What are they losing faith? Or is there just better deal somewhere else? What's going on? Because obviously I don't have a clue of what's happening in this world anymore.
All right. We got you, Mike. Thank you so much. Thanks for calling in. Really appreciate it.
It's odd to have someone admit they don't have a clue when they call this program. But
right. Right-hand side, Joe.
Says, morning, gentlemen. I give this tip from experience. I'm sorry we don't use cash anymore, but the best tip is to hand it to the waitress. Cash.
All right.
I agree. Or at least leave it on the table for the waitress to pick up.
I think we can do the text real quick.
All right. Let's see. No one in the Trump campaign colluded with Russia, Mark. Manafort was in jail for tax issues, nothing to do with the campaign. Carter Page was a CIA asset.
Paul Manafort said that he was working with the Russians on a wide range of topics. He would not say that it was the Trump campaign, but it was the Trump campaign.
He was just drinking vodka.
He was that's exactly right. Right. He said they were just good lunches, and he was the Trump campaign chairman.
Right.
And I don't think he went to jail for the Russian influence.
I don't think anybody went to jail for that.
I think Paul Manafort went to jail for something else, but not that. But anyway, and Jared Kushner and the rest of them were aware of what Russia was doing. But the question is, did President Trump collude illegally with it? Not proven. No evidence of it at all. Just inference.
Right.
You know, firm beliefs, like our good friend Joseph firmly believes that the election was stolen and that we'll find out later. Well, maybe we'll find out later that President Trump knew what was going on.
Our next caller believes the same thing. All right, then. Yes, Mark, the FBI is corrupt. The greater question is, where was the mainstream media investigation to hold the government accountable? They were cheerleading the FBI. That's very true.
Yeah, we're going to have a great media show this Sunday when they talk about the coverage of
this.
You
know, Woodward and Bernstein would never survive today with real investigative
deep investigation
reporting.
Yeah, it's funny. One of the the Philadelphia Inquirer has a investigative reporter, just did a fabulous job, but she complains to this all the time about the fact that she gets so far deep and then they stop her. So,
yeah.
Anyway.
And then the last one says, the news media lied about Trump Russia for the last 6-plus years and continues. Schiff still hasn't produced the irrefutable proof. Right.
That's true.
All right.
Dan, you're on the mark. You got an open mic. Thank you so much for calling in.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, you know, the mainstream media used that Steele dossier all them years, kept pumping negative, untrue information about Trump in order that he could never win again. They kept the big lie up, and they knew it was a lie. So no wonder President Trump said at many his rallies that mainstream media has become the enemy of the people. How true that's proven out over and over and over. They're not our friends at all. They hate us down here, us nobodies. They just hate us to pieces. They want to control everything, and they think they'll be the big wheels under the New World Order is what they're looking at. But I'd like to say there were media people that covered it right, and they're often disparaged on this program. Sean Hannity had it right from the get-go. He was saying about the big hoax of the Steele dossier. Laura Ingram had it right. Tucker Carlson, he had it right. All of them had it right, full measure, to a program I try to get people to watch. They never do it. One of the best half hours on TV you'll ever have is Full Measure with Cheryl Atkinson. She just covered a story this past Sunday on crookedness in the election. Why there's so many anomalies in the election, and she showed them this past week talking about the stolen election. But you think you can get people to watch that? No way. They want to go with the mainstream media. So Full Measure gets it right, and Hannity had it right, and Tucker and them, they had it all right. But they're disparaged, even on this program at times, the people that lean to the left disparage that, but yet they nailed it right down. And I much appreciate our friend Joseph's comments.
Well, you know, Dan, there's an old expression that says, and it's not politically correct today, but even a blind pig gets an acorn once in a while. You know, so
Tucker and Hannity.
Tucker and Hannity have not always been right. They're pretty much.
Well, he better listen to him, Joe. You'll be surprised. Our friend that died there, Rush Limbaugh, he had it right, and I don't know when they get it wrong. I don't listen to them all the time, but when I get tired of listening to the propaganda machine, I turn on like Hannity and them to get a little truth mixed in there, because normally they had it right.
Does everything they say get it wrong? Dan, is everything they say, everything they've ever said, is it all honest and completely fair and accurate?
Well, nobody in the news media gets it 100% right. But when you have a bias that strong as the mainstream media had against President Trump, you're never going to get it right. Their hatred for someone to drain the swamp down there is so big and large, they can't overcome it and ever tell the truth about Trump. It's like calling us election deniers. One third of the country does not believe that this was a fair election, that it had all kinds of anomalies in it. You watch Full Measure. Watch the Sunday program. She only had a little bit of the things that went wrong. And one of them was actually in favor of the Republicans, but most of them were in favor of the Democratic, of Biden. But anyway, it's a shame when we have a media that's so outlandish, biased, that they can't even say the truth ever. It's a shame, Joe.
Yeah, well.
And the influence is amazing out here, that people that just think Trump's the worst thing that ever come along, they spit in his face if they could.
Well, just remember, think back to the days when CBS was called the Tiffany Network, and they had people like Edward R. Murrow and Walter Cronkite and Roger Mudd and Trout. They had absolutely outstanding correspondents who maybe, if they put a slant on a story, they always tried to balance it with the other side. In other words, they wouldn't just say, President Trump says so-and-so. They would say, President Trump says so-and-so, but however, somebody else said this. And they balanced the stories. We don't seem to get that balance today. What we have today is we have somebody reports a story and then says, now here are six talking heads that will tell you how you ought to feel about this story. We're going to tell you what the story is and then how to think about it.
They just give you a different perspective, so it helps people.
No, they don't give you different perspectives. They give you five or six versions of their
perspective. Same perspective. Okay. Yeah, I got you.
And the only network, when they have talking, they have one real liberal on Fox, Sean, what's his name? That I can't remember his name just offhand. They have him in the panel. When they have four in the panel, he's in there.
They have former Congressman Ford on the five a lot, and he's a Democratic congressman, former Democratic congressman.
And they're real. They're the real deal. They're not fake Republican. Like when mainstream media does it, they have a guy like Mitt Romney, who's, you know what we call him. I call him a sino. And he's not the real deal. They won't get on there, Jim Jordan or someone like that that's in the conservative group. They'll get a guy like Mitt Romney or like that in the panel. They won't get the true deal in there. So you know you're getting force-fed what they want you to believe.
Well, that's not necessarily true, Dan. I mean, let's face it. Whether you dislike him or not, the Republican people of his state voted him into office, and they believe he is a Republican.
I don't dislike him. I just don't believe what he's saying. If he's, you know, when he's telling the untruth, I don't dislike people. It's just that.
Well, what about the people?
Call them out for what they are.
What about the people that believe he's telling the truth? What about them? Are they something wrong with them, Dan? Are they mentally ill? Are they defective in some way? I mean, you just said you don't like the Democrats saying that about us conservatives, but you're saying it about somebody who happens to be a moderate.
They just can't get on the ball. They pretend they're conservative, but yet. When something truly conservative comes along, they play the fence. They ride the fence. They're mugwumps. They have their mug on one side the fence and their womp on the other side. That's what a mugwump is.
There's a picture for you.
Yeah, well, that's not exactly what the mugwumps were, but that's pretty good.
Close enough. All right, we got to hit the road, Dan. Thank you,
appreciate the time.
So much.
Always happy to hear from you.
No one has called in yet and said that the Steele dossier was a great thing. How about that?
Yeah, nobody's ever going to do that. You're the only person that even uses that in their lingo anymore. But yeah, the Durham report is fabulous. It points to all the wrongdoing of the FBI, which will lead to absolutely nothing, no improvements. And
you're right.
They'll sink farther into the swamp.
Still the same organization. There's still biased against conservatives at the top.
Yep, you probably got some good agents.
Still corrupt.
But bad leadership. All right, we got you, Dan. Thank you,
sir.
All
right, you guys have a great one.
Hey, you too, buddy.
Interestingly, the mugwumps were Republicans who were opposed to political corruption. And they were so opposed to it that they actually bolted from the Republican Party and voted for the Democrat, Grover Cleveland.
You got to be kidding me.
Nope, that's what a mugwump was.
Well, that's ridiculous. Who would do such a thing?
The mugwumps.
Oh, that's right. Silly question. I got to ask my questions differently.
So Dan's analogy that they have their mug on one side and their wump on the other isn't too bad.
I agree 100%. All right, we're going to take a quickie break. We will be right back.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
All right. I think, nope, it's not a record. But it certainly was a long time. Thank you, Joe. You waited about 20 minutes, and we appreciate that. We had lots of calls, and we had to get our campaign ads in from our good candidates, so we appreciate them being with us. You now have the floor.
All good. Good morning, everybody. I actually called before you got the email about clearing up the collusion Donald Trump or the Trump campaign. I think you meant the Trump campaign with the Russians, and I was just going to ask you for my 3 minutes to elaborate, but you did mention that Paul Manafort went to jail. It had nothing to do with not that it didn't have nothing to do with the Russian and the election that year, but he went for it was bank fraud and tax fraud. And he had to pay about $25 million in restitution for that.
Well, yeah, the Russian collusion and the Trump campaign is not proven.
Right, but you had mentioned two others, such as sons and sons-in-law, if you could, how that, I don't recall how they were involved in Russian collusion.
Well, it's not Russian collusion, it's just an accusation or a belief, you know, it's like the belief the election was stolen. The Jared Kushner and a bunch of other folks met with Russians in Trump Tower, and what it was about, we don't know. If it was collusion, that's illegal, but there's no minutes or recordings of it, so we don't know that
to
be true.
Trump was considering building a property in Moscow.
All right, okay, so then that could have been
it. If you listen to the Trump people that were there that have their explanation, it sounds valid as they were meeting there for, you know, not Russian collusion, but I find it odd, too, that if it's Trump, it's collusion. But if it's Hillary, it's political opposition research, and there's no, you know, there's no crime or there's no side eye looking at anything. Look, with that, you know, control the language. Maybe Orwell was a little off on his date, but I think it's well in effect. I ask everybody to read 1984 again. But anyhow, that that's the two with the, and that's what I thought you were referring to, is that Trump Tower meeting where I think it was Donald Jr. just said he had to go. But this is the tactic, and we talked about it before, of the Democratic federal government law enforcement arm, is to get people like Manafort and make an example of them, and really take them to the full extent. And, you know, he was in solitary confinement, where when I said this, when Michael Cohen testified against Trump, he got like 3 years, and he had to pay. His was taxed. They couldn't get him on anything connected to Trump, so they said, you know, just slander Trump and, you know, smear his name. That's basically what they wanted. But what they did, they gave him like 3 years with a lot of probation, and they sent him to Otisville, New York, as the definition of club fed. So he knew he wasn't getting the Manafort treatment because he cooperated. But even Mike Flynn, they did the same thing. If you remember Comey's interview later, I don't know how long, maybe a year later, where he said he kind of tricked Flynn because he was just new into the Trump administration. It was only like a month into it where he tricked him into talking to the FBI, and then they got him on a minor thing of lying to the FBI, which is 5 years, and they totally took him to the extreme. So, all that there, I know you say it and you use those kind of words like collusion, it kind of confused me, but I did want to ask Joe about Merrick Garland. I asked you before, are you glad that he's not on the Supreme Court?
Not necessarily. I mean, I didn't say I supported him for the Supreme Court. I just said I thought the Republicans should have given him a fair hearing. I think they owed him that. The president appointed him or nominated him. They should have given him a hearing. If they didn't want to vote for him.
They weren't going to get a fair hearing. That's how the nominees go, right?
Yeah. Right.
Like the Clarence Thomas and different ones. And Mitch McConnell said right out, why put the man through it? It was a Republican-controlled Senate. They weren't going to allow him in. Mitch McConnell came right out and said it. And the controversy was it was so far away from the election, right, that it was almost a year out, I think, instead of like a month or so, that, you know, well, wait till the next president gets in.
Well,
but I agree that that that's the way that you kind of said it before. But with him, you know, his political outright showing through with the implanting or accusing people at the school board meetings of being, you know, terrorists and implanting or putting plants in the Catholic Church to find out what terrorists they are. You think that he would be all right? Or you're just saying he should have got the process, and Mitch McConnell said
I think
it wouldn't even be worth it. But you do you have any? Are you glad that he's not there?
I'm not going to get to answer.
What I was trying to say was that I don't care whether he was on or not. It's not my job to vote for him one way or the other. But the Republicans should have given him a hearing. They should have listened to what he had to say, and they should have made up their minds based on not the politics of the day, but whether or not he was qualified to be on the Supreme Court. And if he was qualified and the president nominated him and there was nothing that disqualified him.
But you're saying, too, that that they should ignore the politics of the day, which is, you know, that's that you're not even in touch with reality, I don't think. But other than that,
it's dementia.
My main call was about the...
forgive me, Joe, but I believe that things should work the way the Constitution intended for them.
Oh, I believe that 100%, but I'm in touch with reality and see that they don't work. And when Mitch McConnell said to Obama and to the American people, he's not getting in, why put him through it? I didn't think that was a bad thing either. Why rake the guy over and bring out every bad thing that you can about the guy and all this, because he wasn't going to get it. He was against the Second Amendment. He voted twice as a judge there in D.C. He voted twice against the handgun rules, and I forget the name of the cases that were held during his time as the court. There was no way he was getting through. He may have without those two decisions about against the handguns in for self-protection, but that was the main reason.
Well, I can tell you from my experience serving on the Bar Association's Judicial Review Commission here in Pennsylvania, the investigative division, that the way they handle it is they ignore the politics of the situation. They look at the candidate's background, their credentials, what they've achieved, the quality of their work, and they, based on that, they decide on a rating that from highly qualified, qualified, or not qualified. And I think that's what we should do with Supreme Court justices. If they are highly qualified, based on the body of their work, based on their experience, based on their knowledge, then why should they be denied a seat because of their politics?
Well, they're supposed to be non-political. That's why, I guess.
Right.
I don't want to complicate things, but maybe...
But we know that doesn't work.
Then, of course, I'm not in touch with reality. What the heck?
All right.
Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you,
Joe. Joe, if I can just quickly ask about how they place federal judges, if you know... When a Republican's in office, it's usually a 2-3 ratio that, you know, that they would okay the three because the Democrats would get one and the Republicans. And then when the power was switched, the Democrats would get two. Have you ever heard that, and Republicans get one? I mean, that's how they would place federal judges to kind of keep everything even.
Never heard of that.
No, the president
and
the Senate
check it out. So I think that was the process up until Harry Reid. That's what got Harry Reid upset, that it wasn't working out that way anymore. And then he changed it. So, I've heard that on and off. Nothing real... conclusive. Maybe it was an unwritten rule that was...
All right, we got
you. That's how you get like he's a Trump appointee that's ruling against Trump. There would be a Democrat nominee out of those three at that time. So something to check out or
all
if
right,
you
thank
want
you,
to.
Sir.
That's
all, right. all right. Thank you.
If I ever get back in touch with reality, it'll be the first thing I do.
Yeah, Joe, look at the bright side. Your retirement lengthened weekend can start tomorrow. As I've always said on this show, even in Joe's decline state, he's still smarter than me. 570-743-9565. What do you think of the Durham report? Or what do you think of all the rest of the topics we discussed today? One of our good listeners have sent us a note saying that there's a real lack of facts on today's show. So we'll read that. You can email us.
That writer wouldn't know a fact if it fell over.
Oh, brother. Well, you're so out of touch. What do you even know?
That's right. I have no reality.
570-743-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com. You can text us at 70236. Joe's still calculating 5% tips. On his,
don't get me started
on
again
his
on
phone.
This deal.
We'll be right back.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could chop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
I have standards.
You're out of touch with reality.
Well, that's true. No, that's you. You're getting us mixed up.
I know.
All right, we've asked for some emails, and we have two.
Our good friend Tom says, it's very clear that the 30% have convinced themselves that they know what they're talking about. Now they need to convince the 70%. A much tougher assignment. Today's show is hilarious.
Thank you, Tom.
And then,
So you're saying you have to see the words?
Yes, I actually have to see them. I don't remember them that well.
Weird.
Several journalists have written today that none of the Russian collusion initiatives happened without Mr. Obama and Mr. Biden's knowledge. Several comments posted today believe this to be the crime of the century. Watergate pales in comparison. Intervening in our somewhat sacred election process has no place in our constitutional cherished rights.
Right. Amen.
Can't disagree with that.
Yeah, and I think President Trump called it the crime of the century.
Well, it didn't turn out to be the crime of the century.
All that. But, that's fun. It's interesting. Great point. Well, it's not signed. But that emailer points out the fact that, we are losing faith in our elections, and this stuff is why. And that's a terrible thing for our country. You know, it's Mike from Bloomsburg alluded to it, but just from a different point. You know, we're losing respect and faith in our government and our leaders, and he talked primarily about financing, but it's the same thing. Once you lose faith in these things, you don't trust them. You know that our Supreme Court is super politically biased.
Do you remember Richard Tuck?
The name sounds familiar.
He was Richard Nixon's dirty tricks guy.
Oh, okay.
And he ran, after Nixon was out of office, he ran for Congress in California, and he lost. And instead of challenging the election, he said something very prophetic. He said, the people have spoken, the female dogs.
Okay.
Or the children without parents.
Okay. The B word, the other
yeah,
B word.
The other
is this
B
known?
Word.
Okay.
I thought that was true. Instead, he didn't blame the electoral process. He said the people have spoken, the blanks.
Well, I once interviewed a fabulous Lycoming County commissioner who got ousted in an election by somebody who was far less competent than him, and he said the voters are stupid. And so that, maybe that's the dilemma.
Well, that certainly is burning your bridges.
Right. Oh, yeah. He was pretty irritated. One of our good listeners says, Paul Manafort was only campaign manager for 2 or 3 months. Yeah, I said he was campaign manager. Who is that woman that was the campaign manager through most of 20?
Kayleigh McEnany or whatever?
No. McEnany's a spokesman for Trump, or spokesperson for Trump. Oh, Kellyanne Conway. Reminded me of the name. But anyway, did you read this one up here?
Yes, I just read
did.
It.
Okay. Well, I have to read them to know. One of our good listeners, we had talked about one of the county commissioner candidates was talking about permit fees in Cole Township, and you didn't know what the permit fees were in your own borough.
No, I did. I contacted the borough. I don't collect them. That's not a fee the mayor collects.
And so I'm assuming Shamokin Dam collects $300,000 in permit fees from the power plant?
No, no. The power plant was estimated to have cost like $390 million.
Wow.
And our zoning and utility fee was $750, and our building permit fee was $2,380. So the total amount we collected on that massive project was $3,130.
Can you imagine if you had had the, 10% or 6%, whatever it was, if that was in there for 390 million dollars, you would have gotten a little bit of a $6 million windfall.
The thing is, let's face it, in any municipality, the fees you charge, whether it's to a business or a person, should reflect your costs. Mm-hmm. Now, you shouldn't lose money on it. You shouldn't. You know, so I can understand it being flexible and saying, okay, well, this was an extremely huge project and we had a little bit more to do here.
So bill them the extra kind of thing?
Well, first of all, there's inspections that go along after the fact. Mm-hmm. You know, so if you have a township inspecting the project, well, what is it they provide? It should just be a matter of whether or not it fits the code. And you should have those inspection fees going on during the time of the construction.
Well, I think individuals who are doing construction shouldn't be viewed as just having deep pockets, so you really hammer them. Well, and I think Cole Township concedes that the higher building fees pay for other things. They pay for zoning and hearings and municipality.
But that's not right. They should cover the costs of
the building, the inspections.
And the other things, you have what are called taxes. And if you want to build something that costs money, you raise taxes to pay for it.
All right, one of our good listeners sent us a great email 1 week.
Do you remember the policeman in Harlton who was handing out speeding
tickets
fund the park?
Yep.
Or, you know, instead of paying the ticket, you pay me a couple bucks and I'll donate it to the
donation.
Park.
Donation.
Right. That didn't work out real well either.
Yeah, that was criminal. All right, we got this email a week ago. It's still timely today. Go ahead, Joe.
It says, it's actually pretty amazing how much the bar has been lowered now for someone to be president. With the current corrupt old man who thinks he's president, if gas is down 10 cents despite going up a couple of dollars when he took office, he's doing a good job. If inflation isn't going up as fast as it was, he's getting the job done. And if he's able to string a few sentences together without stumbling and losing his thoughts, he's more than capable of doing the job. If you had a business, you would not let this guy run your cash register, let alone manage your business. My mother has dementia, and it's clear to me that Biden has some of the same signs my mother had. But yet the left is fine with putting this guy out there as the face of their party and having him go for a second term. It's quite sad when you think about it.
Yeah, do you think Biden has dementia? I think he's just 80.
I think he slowed down. I mean, okay. No question he slowed down. But first of all, he was never the brightest bulb in the pack. As somebody said, he's been wrong on every foreign issue since he got to Washington.
Okay.
You know, so he's not exactly the best guy. Is he a personable fella? Is he a likable guy? Well, if he's not sniffing my granddaughter's hair, I guess I'm okay with
him.
Keep
your kids away from him.
Keep your kids away from him. But other than that, you know, what has he done that merits him being president of the United States?
Again,
right.
Right.
I don't think he's earned a second term.
One of our listeners sent me an email. I had said, if you go to presidentbiden.gov, you'll see that he probably has a list of accomplishments they did, and it is at whitehouse.gov, and he has about 20 accomplishments that he's done while in office.
That Biden has done.
Yes, President Biden and Kamala. She's prominently displayed throughout, so I have a feeling he might end up doing what I thought he was going to do this time, is put in a couple years and then step down, so we'll see.
Well, he may not have the option of stepping down.
Well, yeah, if the Republicans could get Trump off the ticket, I think...
No, that's not what I meant.
Oh, that.
There's that.
The termination potentiality.
The other side of the grass.
This is WKOK Sunbury.